What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Investor's Herald. Today, I'm going to be talking about my active investments and why I continue to actively invest in these companies opposed to just finding new companies. So my whole philosophy about stocks is you could really have, I say for every $10,000, you only really need 2 to 3 stocks. For every $100,000, I would really go 6 stocks. And for more than that, or whatever you want, I would cap it at 12 stocks. I think you can just keep investing in the same 12 companies throughout your life, and you will be all set if they're the right companies. So let's talk about some of my active investments and why I continue to invest in these companies. We'll start in the industry of technology. First company is Apple. Apple, for me, is just the largest global company out there. It does have the largest market cap of any company in the world. It has the broadest ecosystem of products, services. I just see everyone using Apple. I don't see this company disappearing. I think the product is superior to its competitors. And until that changes, I will keep investing in adding to my position. Second tech company is Facebook. Again, Facebook really touches the most amount of people out of almost any company in the world. They have the broadest audience base, and now you have all this competition for advertisers coming onto the platform. I think with the increase in small and medium-sized businesses, advertising is going to be key to not get squashed from competitors. This is why I think the economic state of Facebook will continue to grow in the future. Another tech company that I really like is Salesforce. Salesforce is led by a brilliant man, Mark Benioff. I've listened to Mark for some time now, just the way he thinks about the CRM market and expansion and how he plans to globally dominate this field. I'm almost investing in him. The app in the App Store is phenomenal as well. I mean, over 250,000 5-star reviews. Clearly, this is a likable product, and I'm on board. Let's see. More tech companies. I am invested in Tencent. Tencent is a Chinese global conglomerate. They have Tencent Gaming. They have. It's really a whole ecosystem, and I just think the market in China will continue to expand, which is why I invest in Tencent. I also think they have great management, and it is a way to globalize my portfolio. Another tech company, which I am now invested in, is Snapchat. Although the stock has done atrocious since its IPO, that honestly doesn't even worry me. They always have the risk of getting copied by Facebook or by Instagram, but I own Facebook. So even if Facebook takes a little market share of Snapchat, that's all right with me because I'll gain it on the other end. But I do think Snapchat is something that's downloaded on so many people's phones. I do think it has a value, and I think they'll eventually find that value, which will make the stock soar. Right now, it's about 11. I really see it going to Twitter levels in 5 years, which would triple your position or stake. Next tech company, clearly I'm really invested in tech, if you'd call this tech, but Amazon. I just think there's a few companies that come in everyone's generation that will change the outcome of your life. I think that was Apple. I think that was Facebook. And I think Amazon is another one. I think the company is so powerful. I mean, it's almost like you picture one of those spiders with 250 different legs. Those are all the businesses Amazon has. And even if one falls off, another one gets stronger. So I just think Amazon is an unbelievably well-run company. They're still growing like crazy. And I can see them with 10 global headquarters when I'm 50 years old, and I mean, the stock could be $10,000. Talk outlandish, but companies growing, let me tell you that. Going out of technology, I am in a few marijuana companies. I am in Canopy Growth. I think that's the industry leader and almost the Amazon of marijuana. I think that's the main company to be in. And if you want to start a marijuana portfolio, that is the core company you have to invest in. Canopy Growth trades under CGC. Second marijuana company and only other marijuana company I invest in now is Valens Growworks. I had a special YouTube video about Valens. It's a marijuana extraction company. Definitely worth looking into, as I highly recommend it. Another conglomerate that I invest in outside of marijuana, this company has its hands in almost everything from furniture to ice creams to trains to tech. That's Berkshire Hathaway. Can't bet against Warren Buffett. He is one of the few investors that have his track record. And for him to be alive and well, I do think that factors a major thing into the stock. And I think we're getting part of history just by investing in Warren Buffett. And it's going to be something we can tell our kids about one day, that how Berkshire Hathaway was run. And it, again, is one of those few companies that is very rare and special to come by. Another company that I invested in for the long haul is Funko. Funko is almost like pop art. You know, they make bobbleheads, they make movies, they have their hands in everything. And I think that market is continuing. I see more the metrics for who's going to Comic-Con every year. I mean, that's a growing industry. I think Funko is the leader, and it'll almost be a main competitor to Hasbro. You give it enough time. Company I'm invested in is Marriott. I love Marriott's. I stay in Marriott's. I collect the points. I also collect the points for JetBlue, which I'm invested in. Those are my 2 point stocks, my Marriott and my JetBlue. I could utilize those companies every year for the rest of my life and be totally satisfied. Another home improvement company that I'm invested in is The Home Depot. I just think The Home Depot is a company that will never go out of business. I think they sell products that are tangible and cannot be online, which is their protection from, say, a company like Amazon. You need to feel the woods you buy. You want to see the paint colors up close. It's convenient. That's exactly why I like The Home Depot. And then a few ETFs to run by you. One of them is iShares. Aerospace and Defense, ITA, that has your companies like Northrop Grumman, Raytheon. I just think that, no, we're not going to stop spending on global defense. I think these companies are amazing and will grow over time. Another iShares company is IHI. That is your iShares Medical Devices. I just think this world is expanding so quickly. I think medical devices are the way to play them. They're going into more hospitals, and with, you know, more research and development, there's going to be more medical devices replacing doctors and other things for nurses, or just making life easier. So again, that's my platform with Apple, Facebook, Salesforce, Canopy Growth, Constellation, iShares Aerospace and Defense, iShares Medical Devices, Home Depot, JetBlue, Marriott, Amazon, Funko, Snapchat, Berkshire Hathaway, Tencent, and Valens. If you want any information about any more of these companies, just let me know. Thank you for listening to the Investor's Herald, and stay tuned for more.